Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew this morning, 710. Thanks for joining us here. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And it's about 60 degrees here in the Pensacola area, 58 in Milton, 64 down in Gulf Breeze area. Update on the wildfire in Jay has been 60% contained now, the last I saw. It has been contained down to 160 acres. No homes damaged, and the roadways are now accessible all up north in that area. Six homes were evacuated, but just as a precaution. And so now pretty much all fire restrictions or evacuations and things like that have been lifted at this point. The fire... Florida Fire Service says a fast response from the fire crews from Pace, Jay, and Allentown are what made the containment a success, and they expect it to be 100% contained within the next coming days. So very good news right there. And what they also explained, we are in the peak of Florida's wildfire season. You know, Alabama's already had some wildfire outbreaks this the past few weeks already, and we're starting to see a bit of an outbreak happening in our, not outbreak, but we're starting to see some fire activity. Let's put it that way. Fire activity in our area. And so mid-March is our, that is our wildfire season. So they're going to keep monitoring it, keep watching it. You know, I was actually just talking to somebody like 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about wildfires and getting ready for wildfires and preparing for wildfires. And it's just kind of funny to think that, even though I've been here for, what, 6-7 years or something like that now, it's still weird to me to think of wildfires in Florida. Like, we get so much freaking rain. we have such wet weather. Even the air is wet with the humidity, especially when you compare it to up north or out west. We don't get the kind of wildfires that you see in, like, California, these ridiculous things that burn thousands and thousands of acres, but... You know, we still have our wildfires over here, and we've had some scary situations in the past. It's just hard to, it's just weird to think about sometimes that we have to worry about that. Especially like the reason why it came up a couple weeks ago, we were looking at one of those water retention areas. You know, where we have the storm, and it ends up it'll contain an area and fill it up, but it's hard, you know. It'll be filled with water at one point, and then it'll be nothing, and then it'll have some water. And they were saying they needed to cut down the grass in that area. Well, when we were looking at it, it had been raining for like 3 or 4 days in a row, and so there was like water up to your knees in this water retention area. And they're like, "We got to cut the grass down there. It's a wildfire hazard." I'm like, "It's got 2 feet of water in there," you know. But they're like, "Yeah, but the problem is like in 2 weeks." It could be completely dry. Somebody flicks a cigarette butt out the window, and that is a major fire hazard because of how long the grass is right now and everything. It's just like...
And man, Andrew's kind of point that thing. It's got a fence around it. Andrew, yes. It's got a fence around it. How am I supposed to get to the fire at that point?
That'll keep the fire contained, yeah. It's a fire fence. Yeah. or maybe not.
That's a good National one. Hurricane Center, I'm going to have to use that with him.
Yeah, it's a fire fence. Yeah, It keeps the fire contained. So we are coming up to the hurricane season. So we're getting from wildfire season into hurricane season in a couple of months. And with that, some people are preparing for hurricane season already. You know, they're getting their stuff already. Well, one of those groups is the National Hurricane Center. They're making some changes to get ready for the upcoming hurricane season. I'll tell you what some of those are right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Even 98 going through Navarre through the construction zone, I'm not seeing any delays there either. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
So the National Hurricane Center is making, well, first, before I tell you about that, let me tell you about Wine on the Water. Raise your glass at the inaugural Wine on the Water Grand Tasting Saturday, this Saturday, March 22nd at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Enjoy fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet bites from Pensacola's top chefs. All set against the stunning backdrop of Pensacola Bay. Don't miss live entertainment for a croquet and rosé tournament and breathtaking sailing views. Get your tickets now for Wine on the Water, an inaugural event. So kind of cool right there. All right, so National Hurricane Center making a bunch of changes to the upcoming hurricane season, one of which is they will be changing their advisories from 48 hours to 72 hours. So if we have a potential tropical cyclone or potential tropical disturbance or whatever headed our way, they had a 48-hour window before. Now they're changing it to 72 hours, which I think that makes sense. There's a lot of people who are, you know, I've talked to some people, I'm like, what do you mean you didn't know a hurricane was coming? Don't you listen to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay every morning? Even if you're not taking your kid to school, you should know that there's a hurricane coming. Don't you listen to, don't you have our news radio Pensacola app where you get a text alert of that hurricanes are, we're watching the storms in the Gulf that are headed our way? Like, how dare you? Like, so offended. But no, the reality is a lot of people don't follow the news, and they purposely don't follow the news because they get stressed out by it. They get angry by it. They get whatever it might be, right? So they don't follow the news, or they just don't care. They're just into pop culture and, you know, what's the latest going on with the Kardashians or whatever the new pop. Are the Kardashians still around? I don't even know. So now they're changing it to 72 hours. I think that's a good thing. They also eliminated the previous requirement that advisories could only be issued for potential tropical cyclones that required land-based watches or warnings. So in other words, you could be out there on your boat, you know, planning on having a good weekend out there on your boat, and you wouldn't get an alert because they're like, it's not going to hit land. It's just going to stay out there in the Gulf. Well, that could affect you. So now they're going to expand it a little bit more. The other thing that's kind of interesting they're going to do is they're going to continue with this experimental cone graphic for the cone of uncertainty. The cone of uncertainty is now going to have a couple things. One is it's going to be smaller. The forecast error cone will be about 3-5% smaller than last year. Ooh, so they're feeling a lot more confident about their prediction of where the storm will go. I mean, if they're willing to reduce the width of the cone by 5%, that's okay. They're feeling a lot more confident that they can predict where the storm's going to go. Well, that's good to know. The other thing is there's going to be a couple new symbols you'll see on the cone of uncertainty this year. The uncertainty legend will now contain symbology for where a hurricane watch and tropical storm are in effect at the same time. So there's a hurricane watch and a tropical storm. So they'll be marked by diagonal pink and blue lines. I don't understand how this looks. I'll have to see it. But in other words, when you look at it this year, it's going to look a little bit different than previous years because it's going to be smaller and there's going to be some different colors added to it. There's also going to be an update to the rip current. To highlight the risk of dangerous conditions, NHC will now provide rip current risk information from the National Weather Service and weather forecast offices in the form of a map. So you go to the National Hurricane Center, you can actually see the rip current risks, not just because it always had a little bit of something, but now they're going to be adding a lot more stuff. So Yeah, that's kind of that's some of the new updates we'll be getting for the hurricane season this coming year. Today, big day for basketball lovers as we begin the NCAA men's basketball championships, most commonly known as March Madness. I don't know if I can say March Madness on the air, but whatever. That's how we know it. A poll found that 31% of Americans said they're planning on following the tournament at some point this year. So that's almost a third of Americans plan on following the tournament at some point. One out of six plan on creating a bracket poll of some, you know, one of those, fill out your bracket. One out of six plan on doing a bracket. Speaking of which, we still have a few hours before tip off. So 11 o'clock today is when the bracket challenge closes for our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. So ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM is doing, if you fill out a bracket on their group, you could win $100,000 if you get a perfect bracket. And even if you don't get a perfect bracket, because a perfect bracket is like nearly impossible, but even if you don't get a perfect bracket, the best bracket's going to win dinner for two at Jackson Steakhouse. So that's wow. worth playing.
Man, I wish I could be in on that. You know, when I get your perfect bracket.
You can get in on it.
Yeah.
You can't win it, though. No. No, it'd just be for bragging rights. I went ahead and did it. I got a couple brackets on there just for bragging rights, just so I could be like, yeah, I got this down.
Right.
I have the best guesses.
We'll see. That's what it comes out to. We'll see who gets bragging rights, okay?
If somebody does win, even if they win a perfect bracket, congratulations, you're the best guesser. That's really what it comes down to, right? Congratulations, you're the best guesser.
Or you have one of those sports almanac, you know, from the Back to the Future.
Oh yeah, you got Back to the Future. Exactly. Yep. Yeah, you went to the future. You grabbed the sports almanac, and you came back today. Then you might have a perfect bracket. Those are about the only ones. Here's some other statistics. 23% said their main strategy is just turning to friends and family to help them. 14% said it's based on a hunch. 22% said it's based on vibes they're feeling. And 1 out of 10, 10% said they make the picks based on team's mascots. Yeah.
Oh boy. Right. I guess Ole Miss is not going to be picked very often.
Ooh, the Running Rebel. Yeah.
I know. I'm a graduate. I know.
It's not just the mascot, like what the actual symbol of the mascot is, though.
Right.
To me, it's also what the mascot actually looks like. Because, like, I've seen some that'll be like the Cougar. Like, that's a very common college mascot name, right? The Cougar. And then some of them will look like, that's kind of a cool looking cougar. And then you look at another one and you go, that cougar, they obviously pulled out of some homeless shelter. The poor guy, you know, he's disheveled. His hair's all just matted. It's like, ugh. So even though it's the cougar, you can't just vote for it based on the cougar. You got to see what the mascot actually looks like. You're like, I don't want the cougar looks as matted hair. I want the cougar looks right. like he's been working out. I'm just saying. So there's some difference at the mascot. So, all right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, we're going to get an update from David Wayne in the newsroom, plus a lotto winner can't get their money. I'll tell you why, because this is a new thing that's starting to pop up more and more and more. We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Today is the day that spring begins. The Bible beautifully explains in Song of Solomon 2:11, and I quote, "For lo, the winter is past, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds is come." Ladies and gentlemen, one of the ways that God reveals himself to us is through his creation. Be sure to pause to listen as the birds chirp. Take time away from the hustle and bustle of life and enjoy seeing the trees as God brings back their color. As you look at his creation, be still and know that he is God. Throughout an individual's life, you only get a certain number of springtimes to enjoy. So as we rejoice in the stewardship of this time of the year, be sure to take time to thank God for his creation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Taking a quick look at your traffic on the fives, not seeing any accidents to let you know about. We're rolling on I-10, I-110 are looking good, but I'm starting to see some delays if you're on Old Palafox heading toward Burgess northbound. Seeing some minor delays there, but other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In Pensacola, 57 in Milton, 63 in Gulf Breeze. And 100 years of Pensacola Sanger Theater has been going on, and so they're having a big celebration. Since it opened in April 2nd, 1925, the Sanger has hosted legends like Bob Hope, Lucille Ball, Robin Williams, and Jerry Seinfeld, from vaudeville to Broadway, symphonies to stand-up, movies to opera. The Sanger has done it all. So they're doing 100 days of celebrating 100 years with special events, including tomorrow's event. The U.S. Navy Band is going to be there. And then coming up April 6th is the official 100th anniversary celebration and street party featuring Phantom of the Opera. So I've seen that. I've seen it like three or four times.
That was a good radio voice. I like that one. I like that.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That's my radio voice. What if I just did the whole show like that? Am I... Hello, you're listening to Bobby Rossi right here on News Radio 92.3. No, that sounds too much like Optimus Prime. I am Optimus Prime.
I'm Optimus Prime.
And you're doing Optimus Prime on the radio. All right, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, today is officially the first day of spring, the spring equinox. So there'll be about the same amount of day and night today. As the number of measles cases across the country continues to grow, health experts are urging people to make sure they're protected. Dr. Dean Bloomberg says this disease is airborne and it can linger.
If somebody has measles and they walk into a room with 20 people who are susceptible, 19 of them will end up getting measles. That's how contagious it is.
And of course, there have been several outbreaks this year. The CDC says there have been more than 300 confirmed cases of measles across the country. A few of those, I believe, were in Florida. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today that would shut down the Department of Education. Trump will reportedly sign that order at a ceremony attended by Republican governors at the White House. Last week, a coalition of 21 Democrat attorneys filed a lawsuit claiming an attempt by President Trump to eliminate that department would be unlawful. And Greenpeace has been ordered to pay $660 million to a Texas company over its involvement in the Dakota Pipeline protests A jury at a civil trial in North Dakota Wednesday decided the environmental group is liable for orchestrating criminal behavior at the protests. Those were 10 years ago on the Standing Rock Reservation.
You know, when you brought that up before, I was thinking about it because, you know, right now Tesla is being targeted by environmentalists and by people who are opposing Doge and Elon Musk. And when I was reading that, apparently there's some Tesla store that they set on fire or something like this. I'm like, what in the next level?
They were lobbing Molotov cocktails at it. I think it was in Texas.
In Texas, yeah. I think it was Texas. I'm like, what in the world? Like, Greenpeace. The peace parts, I guess, peace through violence. I don't know what that. Like, wow, kind of crazy. Speaking of Texas, I got another Texas story. A woman hit the lottery in Texas last month, $83.5 million, but they won't pay her. The reason is because she bought her ticket through an app called Jackpocket, which is owned by DraftKings. And they say, no, you got to buy it by cash. Well, what this app does is you pay them, and they send somebody to go get a lotto ticket with cash. But she's fighting it. She should get her money, though.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump expected to wipe out the Department of Education by signing an executive order today, but only Congress can delete the department altogether. Federal judge wants answers by noon Eastern today about two flights of criminal illegal aliens.
Some of these questions were already answered by the DOJ earlier this week, but they did claim the DOJ that no order was defied because the two flights containing 261 alleged gang members expelled using the Alien Enemies Act took off hours before the judge issued a written order halting the deportations.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House. President Trump held a closed-door meeting with 15 oil executives.
In the meeting yesterday, what the president said was that we're going to have an opportunity to finally open up some of these federal lands and federal waters that were restricted by the Biden administration.
American Petroleum Institute President Mike Summers earlier on Fox Business. Potential tariffs were not discussed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is right now 60 degrees here in Pensacola and a beautiful morning, sunny skies. New bill making its way through the Florida Senate would increase highway speed limits. The Senate Transportation Committee approving SB 462 this week. That would raise the maximum speed on interstates from 70 to 75 miles per hour. It would also propose increasing speeds on rural four-lane highways from 65 to 70, and some roads with 60-mile-an-hour limits could go up to 65. That's still got to pass through a few more committees before it can get to a full Senate vote. Well, Pensacola could be in line for a professional soccer team. There's apparently some interest from the United Soccer League.
But this league's been around for almost 40 years. This is not a new startup, you know, entrepreneurial type thing. They've been around a long time. And they've had exponential growth since 2012. And so they reached out to us about a year ago. We had some conversations, and then we kind of rekindled those in March.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, he says the league has agreed to spend about $200,000 on a feasibility study for bringing soccer to downtown Pensacola. If the league were to move into town, they'd build a stadium. Reeves says that would likely be somewhere in the downtown area. An update on that Jay Brush fire today. Santa Rosa County does say that roads have all reopened. The evacuation was precautionary. It affected six homes. The fire is now 60% contained, affecting just about 160 acres. Fire crews responded quickly, which prevented damage to any properties. Authorities have lifted those evacuation orders. The fire is still under investigation. There's no word yet on the cause. Officials do remind residents that this is the peak of Florida's wildfire season. Pensacola City Council is preparing for a vote sometime soon on the lease agreement for a new proposed hotel at Community Maritime Park. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is close to finalizing a deal with Valencia Development Corporation for a hotel on lot number 7, which they've had the lease for since 2020. The council will be asked to approve an 8th extension of that lease option next week, which would pave the way for an anticipated vote on the deal itself. Parking arrangements are still being worked out, but Mayor Reeves did express confidence that an agreement could be completed before the deadline on March 30th. A Pensacola man is in jail on a third offense DUI charge after crashing into a PPD cruiser this week. FHP says that Pensacola police were setting up a perimeter to search for a stolen vehicle when a Dodge truck crashed into the rear of a police cruiser. The officer inside suffered minor injuries in the crash. Troopers say the truck fled the scene but was stopped a few blocks away. That driver was identified as 48-year-old Wendell Snow. Police say he was intoxicated at the time of that crash. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your premium commercial landscaping needs. Still rolling accident-free right now. Good news on that. But if you're traveling westbound on 98 toward Garcon Point, you're going to Garcon Point Bridge, you're going to see some delays through that construction zone. But other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Showers come to an end pretty quickly as you go through the morning hours with some sunshine by the afternoon, high near 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, we will have temperatures dropping into the 30s and 40s. Going into Friday, nice sunny weather with a high near 63. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 53 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Looking like a beautiful morning. We've got sunshine and 60 in Pensacola, 59 in Gulf Breeze, 61 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. The leader of the world's biggest AI chip maker has promised the company will shell out several hundred billion dollars to make semiconductors and other electronics in the U.S. The comments from NVIDIA chief executive Jensen Huang highlight the tech titan's push to move its supply chain away from Asia amid President Trump's tariff threats. Prices on some of Five Below's cheapest items are going up. The discount retailer says it's marking up some products that run below $5 in response to those same tariffs, which threaten to bite into Five Below's margin. Still, the stock is soaring 10% pre-market after beating sales estimates for the last quarter. This morning, the Bank of England echoed the moves the Federal Reserve made yesterday. The BOE held the UK's interest rate steady at 4.5% amid elevated inflation and uncertainty in global trade. On Wall Street, stocks appear ready to give back some of this week's gains with futures lower. That's Your Money Now.
The Bayou Hills Run, the official 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships, is back on March 29th at beautiful Bayview Park. It's called the Bayou Hills Run for a reason. These hills are no joke, but push through and you'll be rewarded with an epic post-race party the whole family will love. Sign up now at BayouHillsRun.org. The course takes you along scenic Bayou Tahar, winding through East Hill's stunning tree-lined streets before finishing back at the park. Every finisher in the 5K, 10K, and kids run gets a medal. And once you cross that finish line, celebrate with great food, drinks, music, and plenty of fun for the whole family, including a playground for the kids. Race day is March 29th, so don't wait. Register now at BayouHillsRun.org and bring the whole crew. The Bayou Hills Run, the official City of Pensacola Championship, a Pensacola sports event.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. 59 degrees here in Pensacola area, and it's 57 in Milton, 62 in Gulf Breeze. Going to be a high of right around 62 in all three areas today. Joining us right now, you heard the music right there. That's Pensacola Police Department's PIO, Public Information Officer, Mike Wood, joining us right here on News Radio 923. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning. Doing well, thank you.
Excellent. So what do you got going on for us today? What do we need to know about today?
Well, you know, there wasn't a lot of major crimes in our beautiful city last week, but I do have a couple of things I'd like to talk about. And one of those is Facebook Marketplace. If you see something on Facebook Marketplace that's too good to be true, it probably is. We recently had an ad go out locally that said all the furniture on my front porch is free to the first person to come get it. They showed the house, where it was, and two individuals went over there and did just that. Turns out it was fake. It was a scam. That person had no idea anybody was coming to their home to take the furniture off the front porch. So if that happens, what we would like for you to do is knock on the door first. If something is free or too good to be true, talk to the people that own that property and make sure everything's on the up and up.
Oh my goodness, I have not heard that one before. That's a bad prank that somebody just pulled on their neighbor or something. Yeah, I mean I'd be asking all the neighbors where my furniture
that could
go
because that's hurt.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely somebody's all taking your furniture and all of a sudden, yeah, you're right, somebody will take offense to that one. I thought you were going to say Facebook Marketplace, try to do public meetups, because that's what I usually try to do with if I buy stuff or sell stuff. I don't want them coming to my house or my apartment or anything like this. I'll meet you at Walmart parking lot or something like that, so just for safety
reasons.
Yeah,
that's a great idea, and we even offer we have a safe space at the Pensacola Police Department. The Sheriff's Department has the same thing. We would like for you to come to our parking lot and make that exchange, and that way it's a safe place to be.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a good point too. What else you got for us? You said you had another little warning or tip.
Yeah, this is a piece of good news. We still have good people in Pensacola. We have a lot of them, but there's one in particular who wants to remain anonymous. But she found a few thousand dollars worth of cash in downtown Pensacola. And, she could have kept it. She could have done the wrong thing, but she did the right thing, and she called us, and she turned it in. And you just don't see people doing that anymore. There are still good people in the world. There are certainly still good people in Pensacola, and we were glad to be able to report that. And we're trying to find out who owned the cash. And if you know of anybody that lost several thousand dollars, there's going to be a lot more to it than just coming to the police department and say, "Hey, I lost it. Can I have it?" There's a lot more you're going to have to go through to get that. But good people still around.
It was probably an egg seller. They were just they were selling some eggs on the street and dropped their money. So the way price the eggs are right now.
Yeah, probably so.
No, that is very good news. It's nice to have responsible neighbors. That's a positive thing right there. Anything else for us, Mike?
So the officer that was involved in the crash that you all reported on a few minutes ago, his vehicle was hitting the rear end, minor injuries. Again, the driver was DUI. And, we've seen this before where a drunk driver will run into a police car that has sometimes it has the lights flashing, and it's almost like a moth to a light when they're impaired like that. That's not something that happens every day, but it obviously happens more times than we would like to see. So, good. Everything, he's been arrested. The officer's going to be just fine. And besides that, Bobby, we are good to go.
All right. Thanks again. It's always good talking with you, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there you go. Pensacola Police Department Public Information Officer Mike Wood joins on here on News Radio. He's just talking about DUIs right there. Actually, I'm going to jump ahead on a different story I was going to cover a little bit later, but there is – no, we'll cover that. I'll cover – let me see here. I'm looking at my notes. I was going to talk about it right here. There is a bill – that's going through the Senate right now that would make more strict DUIs. Like, it make it more strict if you get a DUI, multiple DUIs, particularly if you have a second DUI or you've already had a DUI and then you get a second one that causes a vehicle homicide or something like that. It would make it a first-degree felony if you have a previous DUI and then you have a second one, third one, whatever it might be, and it causes vehicular homicide or vehicular homicide or vessel homicide or something like that. So that's moving through the Senate right now, and the House has also got another bill that they're working through as well. It was just introduced in the House, so we'll see. I expect that to probably pass. I'd be very surprised if that one doesn't pass, but that would be a very positive one. Speaking of another, this is not a DUI, but it's a vehicle related story that's going viral from Georgia. I'll share it with you right after Traffic on the Fives.
Man, you had me going for a second there. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators, commercial backup systems. With the most trusted brands, expert installation, 24/7 support, that's GeneratorSource.com. Still rolling accident-free right now, and also not seeing any delays to let you know about, which is really good news on that. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. So there is a girl who's going viral for getting pulled over and having her mug shot. She was driving between Atlanta, Georgia, and Augusta, all right? And she was pulled over on March 8th for going 79 and a 55. Whew. Yeah, she was driving a little fast, 24 over the speed limit. But the officer just let her off with a warning. Let her off with a warning, going 79 and 55. Now, I had mentioned earlier, I get warnings all the time. My ex-wife used to drive her crazy. She was like, how do you get so many warnings? Because I don't get as many warnings as you get. You're the dude. The girls are the ones supposed to be getting the warnings all the time. How do you get? But admittedly, I'm never, 24 over the speed limit. That's next level. If I get pulled over, it's 10 maybe or something, and they give me a warning. So she got pulled over. They gave her a warning. She goes. A few minutes later, she gets pulled over a second time.
No.
Going 84 in a 55.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So instead of a ticket, they actually locked her up.
Yeah. I don't blame
her. For reckless driving.
Yeah.
I don't blame her either. Wow. Not only did she continue speeding, she went faster.
Right. Yeah. I don't get it.
Officer let me off. I'm going to go faster. Usually the warning is Man, for most people, you buck up, your hands are at 10 and 2, and you're just, you're paying attention to all your mirrors, you're doing all, and this girl's just like, man, he's going to let me off. Well, then the mugshot, so she goes to jail, they have a mugshot, her mugshot goes viral, because she's pretty good looking. I don't want to say she's hot, because she's 20, and that makes me sound like a creep, but she's pretty good looking. And she's smiling in the photo.
Did she think it was a selfie or something?
Yeah,
I mean, really?
Just somebody's taking my picture.
Yeah, smile.
So it's going viral as a hot sorority girl mugshot. That's what's going viral on. Hot sorority girl mugshot. She attends University of Georgia, 20, 21 years old, something like that. I'm just thinking, I can't help it, but I'm just thinking, it's hard not to judge. Let's just put it that way. Hard not to judge. She's a very pretty girl. With a radiant smile, who's just like, you know what? The officer let me off. I'm just going to, yes, thanks, you officer. You're so kind. Boom, lead foot again. Just goes. No consequences. I'm glad they locked her up. Except prosecutors have dropped her case.
What?
Yep, they dropped her case for fear of her safety because her mugshot is going viral. And there's creepy dudes leaving some creepy comments online, apparently. So they dropped her case so they could remove her mugshot off of their website. The problem is many other websites have already screenshotted the mugshot. It's being shared. So she has an attorney now who's trying to get her mugshot taken down off of all these different websites because of this.
Oh, goodness.
Now, some of them are not, cringy. Some of these comments are kind of funny. Here's some of the comments. Must have been a sale at Lululemon. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. She was trying to get the last pumpkin latte of the season.
There you
Give
go.
Her a break. Yeah. Maybe she was trying to get brunch for bottomless mimosas. Okay, she's only 20, so calm down.
Okay.
And then here's another one. Your Honor, my client totally didn't see that sign.
It was a suggestion.
Yeah, it was just a mere... Yes, these are, you know, the comment section. I have friends who know that I'm not on social media that much. And they send me, like, different videos, posts, whatever. And it's so funny. It seems like almost every one of them now, they're not sending it to me because the post is funny. They're not sending it to me because the video is funny, even if it is. They always send it to me, and they always say on the bottom, read the comments. And, like, that's the thing. They're sending it to me not for the funny post, but because of the comments that people make on it. And I do have to say, there's a lot of very creative individuals. There's a lot of very, very creative individuals nowadays on all of these comments. In fact, we had somebody early this morning had sent us some sort of video and said, yeah, I sent you that video for the comments. Look at the comments. Like, that's why they sent it to us. Like, oh, my goodness, this is so funny. I got a couple of texts here. She had to make up time from getting pulled over the first time. Oh, that's why she was sped up an extra 5 miles.
That makes sense.
Makes total sense. Why didn't I pull you over? Because that other officer slowed me down by pulling me over.
I
got my time. Now I got to make up for it. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, here's another text that says the same thing. Well, the first warning slowed her down so much she had to speed up to make up.
Love it. I love it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. And if I got time, I do want to mention the Florida rental market a little bit. We'll see how much time we got left. That's next right here on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Here's the text. In Illinois, I got caught doing 102 in a 45, and I went straight to jail.
Yeah, you did.
That would definitely be one. Yep, you go straight to jail on that one. Talk about the girl who was going 84 in a 55, and she got a warning. And then she did it again a few minutes later, and finally they took her to jail that time. Today in history, In 1760, the Great Fire of Boston destroyed almost 350 buildings. Back in 1815, today is the day that Napoleon Bonaparte entered Paris and entered his 100-day rule. In 1852, Uncle Tom's Cabin, the anti-slavery novel, was published by Harriet Beecher Stowe. In 1854, 2 years later, is when the Grand Ole Party was invented or founded, the Republican Party, in 1854 today. 77 years ago today, 1948, was when Song of the South won Best Original Song at the 20th Academy Awards. Of course, song Zippity-Doo-Dahs was the song from Song of the South. So Song of the South didn't win. Song of the South was the movie. So Zippity-Doo-Dah. Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-ay.
My, oh, my.
What a wonderful day. From Song of the South. Those under the age of 50 are like, what are you talking about? There's no movie from Disney called Song of the South. Especially those under like under 40 for sure, definitely like, what are you talking about? What's this Song of the South movie? I've never heard of this. It's not on my Disney Plus. Yeah, and it won't be.
It won't be.
But I still remember the movie. I watched it too, when I was a little kid.
Yes.
And I still remember the movie. But it's with Briar Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's it didn't have a bear in it too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember all the details. I just remember. I liked it when I was a kid. It was catchy, especially the songs. But it's been banned in the U.S.
Mm.
You can apparently still buy it on, what's the thing? Amazon. We looked at it earlier. We got caught trying to look at it on Amazon. We found it on Amazon. So let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're on 9 Mile Road heading westbound, toward I-10, you're going to see some delays there. Not getting onto I-10. But just right in that area, that light is experiencing some congestion delays. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, John. Taking a look at our headlines this morning. The U.S. reportedly asking for Ukraine's largest power plant as part of that ceasefire deal with Russia. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky said during his call with President Trump Wednesday, they talked about one power plant, which is currently under Russian occupation, the Zaporizhia nuclear power station, which is the largest in Europe. The Washington Capitals are charging towards their postseason as Alex Ovechkin is hoping to make ice hockey history. He's going to have all eyes on him tonight. As the Caps take on the Philadelphia Flyers, he only needs 8 more goals, Bobby, and he'll break Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record. And wow. The mayor of a town in Ontario, Canada, now issuing a request to have all U.S. flags removed from city properties. Of course, this as tension continues rising over tariffs.
You know, you mentioned that story before, and I was thinking, why would Ontario, Canada have U.S. flags anyway?
That's a good question. And on their city properties. Yeah, I don't know.
On their city property. Exactly. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. But, like, why would you have that anyway? Like, we don't have any Canadian flags flying in the United States anywhere.
Certainly hope not.
Like, exactly. It seems kind of weird. But. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. One of the stories that that David had covered last hour as well was that Amtrak CEO has stepped down amid DOGE saying that maybe they should be privatized, and Elon Musk saying maybe they should be privatized. And he says, I'm stepping down as CEO to ensure Amtrak continues to enjoy the full faith and confidence of this administration. Oh, okay. And he actually started with Amtrak as an intern, and he kind of worked his way up from there. And, there's been a lot of controversy about Amtrak for years and years and years, particularly because they hemorrhage money. they are not a profitable venture. And so it hemorrhages money. And so any idea to privatize it has failed because basically private organizations come in and go, we don't see a way to make this be able to make money. And that's why it stayed as a public service, essentially, because the government is subsidizing it so much. I've taken the Amtrak many times. On longer trips, taking them on short trips. The short trips, like in the Northeast, not bad. The longer trips, like, You do it for the experience, not for efficiency or even to save money. It's not even that cheap. Pensacola Morning News, Andy Campbell.